USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on Tuesday visited the Pope John Paul II National Shrine in Washington, D.C. They observed a moment of silence and placed a wreath at the shrine. The president also signs an executive order aimed at promoting international religious freedom, according to counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway.
Just moments ago in the Oval Office, I was there, the president with the First Lady and the Vice President on either side of him, signed an executive order furthering his policies with respect to religious liberty here in this great country and worldwide.
As the nation continues to heal following the death of George Floyd, violence and looting continue to overshadow peaceful protests. Four officers were shot near a police station in St. Louis on Monday night. They're all expected to survive. And in Las Vegas, an officer was shot in the head shortly before midnight in front of Circus Circus. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.